nation. So we started in February, and now we are in June already, and we finish soon, in 2 weeks, the tour, right? Just in 2 weeks? Yes. It's really amazing what God is doing. You know, we believe that God told us to be the light for the Gentiles and to bring the salvation, His salvation, to the end of the earth. And that's a vision we carry when we go from nation to nation. And we saw every evening, event after event, people getting saved. And one example that I really want to share was in Romania. We met a young guy who wanted to end his life. And he went to our events and he met Jesus, or maybe more, Jesus met him. And his life has been completely changed. Some weeks later, he had been baptized in water and had been added to the local church. And now he is serving God. He's testifying everywhere, even on social media. We are following him and he's sharing about what Jesus did in his life and what he can do through all our life and in all our lives. So we are so blessed to see that event after event. And God also baptized people in the Holy Spirit and He healed. And that we believe, like we pray this prayer in Acts 4:30, God, stretch out your hands to heal, to perform miracles, wonder and signs in the name of your holy servant Jesus. And we believe this verse and we want to see more Jesus heal and perform signs and wonder and miracles in Europe. Do you believe that? Do you pray this prayer? Amen. Amen. So that's what we are doing, and now we let the place to Elias.
Yes. So for us, it's such a joy to be here with you. We are so thankful that we can come, we can be here, we can serve together with you. And my name is Elias. I am 23 years old. I'm from Norway. I've been now serving in Jesus Revolution for 2 years, and it's been the best years of my life. When I met Jesus for real, He changed me and He set me on fire. My dreams, they suddenly disappeared and His dreams came. And then I ended up in missions. And as Anais shared, we're believing that a generation can be saved. We're believing that the youth of Europe need to hear the gospel. We believe that the youth of the world has to hear the gospel. And it's fantastic that we can come to you. We want to say thank you to the pastors that you're hosting us, that we can be here, and that we can stand together for the gospel. Yeah. It's no better thing than to work for God, to stand in the kingdom. And you know, people around us, they need to hear what we have experienced. They need to hear about God, about the salvation that is in Him and only in Him. And that's what we do. Tonight is the event. We're going to preach the gospel. We're going to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray for healing. But I believe that the Lord is here as well. And it's obvious. I mean, thank you for leading us into the presence. We could have been there for hours just worshiping. Because when God is in the room, there's nothing else we want to do than just fix our eyes on Him and be with Him. Because in His presence, there is freedom. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. In His presence, everything we're longing for is in His presence. And that's where we're meant to be. And I believe that what we're going to see tonight, we can also see here. What we've seen throughout the last months, we can see here this morning as well. So I believe that if you're here and you have any pain in your body, I believe Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to touch you. I believe that if you're here and you don't know Jesus, this is your morning. This is the morning when you can really get to know Him. And I believe also if you're here and you are longing for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, He's going to touch you. Yes. He's going to fill you with His Spirit. And that's what I'm going to speak about. And that's what you've been praying. That's what you've been singing. Yes. Spirit, come. Yes. Fill us.
Yes.
The fire of God. And you know, before we jump in the Word, I just pray shortly. But I believe that the fire of God is what we need. Yes. I believe that living a lukewarm life, it doesn't work. We need to live fully for Him. Go all in with everything we have. And then we need His fire. And we need His Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you're here. Yes. We thank you, Lord, that you are already moving in this place, Lord. Yes. And we just pray, Lord, according to every prayer that we pray this morning, Lord, we pray, come with your fire. Come with your Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus, and touch us. Come and fill us again. Revive us. Renew us. Strengthen us again in your spirit, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name for everyone that is longing for more of you. We pray, would you come and would you meet us this morning? In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm just going to share a bit from the Word, and then I want to, that we're going to pray. I want that we're going to pray for each other, minister. And we can start Matthew 3. From 3:11, just quickly what it says. It says that, this is John the Baptist saying, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. With the Holy Spirit and fire. And that's what we need in our lives. It's not just a one-time event and then it's good. We need constantly to be filled by the Spirit. Yeah. Every day we need to come before the throne of God and we need to be filled. But I believe when the fire of God comes upon our lives, everything changes. It burns away the things that are not supposed to be there, but it also brings the fire of the Holy Spirit to do the things He wants us to do. Fill us with dreams, with visions. And you know, there's much to say about the Holy Spirit, and we're not going to go into all the things, but the Bible says that He's our helper. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the one, He's our advocate. He's the one that is going to help us. He's our teacher. He's going to teach us in all things. He's the one, when we read the Word, when we are filling ourselves with the Word of God, He is the one that brings it to remembrance. You know, when we're sharing with people on the street, suddenly there comes to your mind a Bible verse.
Yeah.
So Holy Spirit, bringing to remembrance the things that we have read, the things that He has given to us. He is also the one that is testifying about Jesus. He is the Spirit of God. He wants to testify about Jesus. And then an interesting thing is that Jesus, He said in John 16 that it is to our advantage that He goes away.
Yes.
Because the Spirit can come down. The Holy Spirit can come down. And you know, Jesus, He was limited in a physical body. If He was healing someone over here, He could not be over there when He was on earth. But He said, when I go to heaven to be with the Father, I send the Spirit down to be with you. And that's the joy that we can walk and we can have the Holy Spirit in us, upon us, around us. His presence wants to be with us. And He came to convict the world of sin, judgment, and righteousness. And then you may ask, like, why do we need the Holy Spirit? Why do we need Him? I'm being saved, I believe in God, I go to church. But you know, there's so much more than just being saved, if you can say just. I mean, salvation is the greatest thing. We need to get right with God. But God wants to fill us with His Spirit so that we can do things for Him, so that we can change lives, so that we can encounter people. And you know, Jesus in Matthew 3, just after the words we just read, in verse 16 and 17, it says here, when He had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open to Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon Him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus, the Spirit of God came upon Jesus. And if He needed it, we need it. If Jesus needed the Spirit, we definitely need the Spirit.
Right.
And you know, this is even before Jesus did any ministry. It's before He did any miracles. Before He started to, you know, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out the devils. The Spirit of God came upon Him. And even the voice of the Lord said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You know, I believe this is for someone that we may think that we need to do all kinds of stuff for the Lord to be pleased with us. But here with Jesus, He said, even before He did anything, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And maybe this is you. You think, I don't know, I don't do anything for God. I struggle with this, I struggle with that. But the Lord looks at you and He says, you are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. But He wants to fill us. He wants to equip us with His Spirit. He wants His Spirit to take, you know, to fill us so that we can do a work for Him. You know, the miracles that came after this episode, the ministry that Jesus walked into, he needed the Spirit to do it. I want us to read another verse in Luke chapter 24. If you have your Bible, please turn there. Luke 24, verse 46 to 49. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and the remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high."
Yes.
Jesus said to his disciples, wait in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Wait in Jerusalem. Seek me. Wait in Jerusalem until you clothe it, until you endued with power from on high. Because the Holy Spirit is a promise to everyone who believes. Everyone that has, you know, received Jesus, it's a promise that we can receive the Holy Spirit. It's not just for the preachers, or it's not just for the missionaries, or for those that have been saved for 40 years. The Holy Spirit is for every one of us. There's no youth Holy Spirit, there's no grown-up Holy Spirit. It's one Holy Spirit. He's the one that wants to fill us. But Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem until you're clothed. And then he continues in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. And he says that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Power to be a witness. Power to share about him. And you know, we all need this power. None of us probably are super bold in ourselves. At least I am not. When I grew up, I had a terrible time at school. I thought it was to stand in front of people. It freaked me out. I had no chance. I had no chance of even sharing about, you know, geography, about China. I struggled because I was so insecure of myself. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon me, everything changes.
Yes.
Because the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you because he has anointed you
yes.
for a purpose.
Yes. Yeah.
He's anointed you
yes.
to bring the gospel. He has anointed you to heal the sick.
Amen.
He's anointed you to set the captives free.
Amen.
And that's why we need him.
Amen.
We need him to do a work that we cannot do ourselves. We need him to do the supernatural things. So in my life, I experienced myself that when the Holy Spirit, when I stand up in the street and gonna share with someone about Jesus, I can be super nervous the first seconds. But I realize when the Holy Spirit comes upon me,
yeah.
everything shifts.
Yeah. Yes.
Because suddenly the Lord is there. He's speaking through me. He's in the conversation. And we had some weeks ago, we were in Portugal. And we were out on the streets late in the evening. And there was this university celebration or gathering. And they were celebrating that. I think they said the university was the oldest in the world. I know it's been discussions, but they were celebrating. And there was thousands of students outside. And we came out and we rigged up the equipments. And imagine this, we were 8-9 boys. And we're standing there and we're gonna dance in front of probably 100 people there. 8 boys dancing. We're terrible. And we do it, you know, we're making fun of ourselves in a way. But then we stand up and we're gonna preach the gospel. And everything shifts. For me at least, I feel like there comes a power upon me. And when I read this verse, the power to be a witness, it's what we experience. And it's what I need. If I'm gonna share about Jesus to someone, I need the power of God to help me. If not, I'm useless. If not, I have nothing to bring. But what happened was that we shared the gospel and 13 people lifted their hands, but they also came forward and we could pray in a half circle on the streets in Portugal. Some people are crying, some people are confused, some people are, you know, they don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
But from my experience,
yeah.
I sensed, wow, God is here. God is upon me.
Yes.
Because he's called me to do this,
yes.
but he's called every one of us here to do the same. It's not just for some people, but it's for all of us. We are called to make a difference where we are. We are called to be the light of the world. We are called to shine our lights. Not to boast of ourselves, but to boast of him. To lift lift the eyes of people towards Him. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit, because He needs to help us. If not, we're useless, at least me. Because God is calling us to live a supernatural life. He's calling us to live a life where it's not just dependent on our giftings and talents, but we need Him in our lives. And one verse that we often quote, at least in Jesus' Revolution, is the Great Commission. And when we read in Mark 16, verse 15, He says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned." And then He says, "And these signs will follow those who believe. In My name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover."
Amen.
This is completely impossible without Him.
Yeah.
It's nothing that we can do in ourselves. Yet, this is the calling He has for us, for every one of us, to preach the gospel, to cast out the demons, to lay hands on the sick.
Yeah.
And we need Him. We need Him so badly. If not, we cannot do it. But then we read the following verses in 19 and 20. "So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, He was received up into heaven. He sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out," the disciples went out, "and they preached everywhere. And the Lord was working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs." So when we are stepping out in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord is working with us. The Holy Spirit is going in front of us. You know, He's preparing the way for us. He's making the right path to walk in for us. And He's prepared so much for us. You know, the Bible says that the works that He's prepared beforehand so that we can walk into them. And I believe that for people in this place, for all of us, that the Lord wants to fill us again today. The Lord wants to come afresh, revive our hearts, revive our longing to see, yes, revival, but also our longing to see Him, to meet with Him, to spend time with Him. As we're singing here, "Come Lord Jesus, come." And I believe when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, there's a longing. The Spirit and the Bride cries out, "Come Lord." And I believe afterwards when we're going to pray, I want us all to have this in our hearts that, Lord, we want something new today. We want You to fill us afresh. We don't want to live on the bread from yesterday. We want the daily bread today. We want to be filled again. And as I said earlier, the promise of the Holy Spirit is for every one of us. Everyone who believes in Jesus. It's for all of us. Amen.
Amen.
Before we pray, I just want to read this verse as we're singing. John 7, 37 to 39. "On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." The question is anyone thirsty?
Come on.
Yes.
Let him come to me and drink. That's what Jesus says. If anyone is thirsty. The question is, you want it? Are you hungry for it?
Yes.
Come to him. Believe it. And receive it. That's how Jesus explains it. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. There is a river of living water flowing from Jesus. And we need to touch it. We need to be filled by it. And we need to have that river in us. So before we go into prayer, I just want to ask a simple question. I also would like if you could just play a bit also. Before we go into prayer, and we're going to pray that the Holy Spirit will fill us, I would also like to ask us this question. You know, Jesus, He wants to fill those that are, you know, have received Him. And maybe you're in this place and you don't know Jesus. Maybe you're here and Actually, you don't know who he is. You have never heard of what he did for you. I don't know. But I don't want to leave this place without giving you a chance to receive Jesus. Make him the Lord and your Savior of your life. So while he's just playing, and we can just bow our heads and we can just focus on Jesus. And I would just like to ask this question. Are you right with God this morning? Do you know that if you die today, you're on your way to heaven? This is the most important question we can answer in our lives. Do we know Jesus? You know, when we stand before God on the day of judgment, he's not going to ask us, how much did you go to church? Or how many Bible verses did you quote? He's asking you, did you know Jesus? Because you know, Jesus, he's stretching out his hand towards you this morning. He's saying that I love you. I have a plan for you. I reach out to you. And you know, we've all messed it up. We've all done mistakes. But the cross of Jesus is leading us back to him. The cross of Jesus is the act of love that he has poured out for humanity. It's a gift that is given, which we need to receive. So maybe you're here and you've never received Jesus in your life. You've never made a decision of saying, today I turn away from my sins and I receive Jesus into my life. Maybe you're also here and you were walking with Jesus. You were running for him. You were filled with this fire. But you realize that the way you're walking on right now is leading you away from him. It's taking you away from him. And if this is you, if you're one of those and you realize right now that, man, I need to get right with God. The heart is beating. I want to challenge you to just lift your hand as a sign towards the Lord. And we want to pray together. If there's anyone here that you say, pray for me, pray with me. I need to get right with God. Please just lift your hand as a sign. And we're going to pray together. Because Jesus is longing for you. He wants you to come and meet with him. He wants you to be made righteous in sight. Hallelujah. So if there's anyone, please just lift your hand as a sign. And then we're going to pray together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're in this place, Lord. I thank you that you're touching people. I thank you that you're speaking to people. I thank you that you're reviving people right now, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you come right now with your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you want to touch, you want to speak, you want to fill, you want to baptize in your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So we're going to open up for prayer. But I would like to ask this question to all of us, every one of us. Are you thirsty? Do you want it? Do you want the Holy Spirit? Do you want him to fill you, to baptize you in the Holy Spirit? Maybe that's what you need. If you've never experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit before, this morning is your morning. Today is your day.
Yes.
If you've grown, I don't know, tired, you've stopped pursuing the Spirit, you've stopped pursuing more. We want to pray for you. I believe the Lord wants to revive you. He wants to stir up again the fire in your heart. Maybe even the Lord has given you dreams and visions previous years, like years ago. And you've been thinking, oh, it's years ago, nothing happened. I don't know what this is. I believe the Lord wants to reignite your heart this morning and say that those dreams is not produced by yourself, but it's the Lord that has given you the dreams. And I believe the Lord wants to reignite. He wants to stir up the dreams again. So while we just fix our eyes on Jesus, while we just start to pray, start to worship him, I would like to ask you, if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit before, if you've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I will ask you to come to the front and we want to pray for you. While we're all just worshiping, seeking him, we would like to lay hands on you and pray for you. Also, if you say that I have been filled with the Holy Spirit, but I long for more, I just want more. I want to pursue him, I want to be filled by him again. I want to ask you to come to the front as well, so we can pray with you, we can pray for you, and we can see that Jesus is touching. Hallelujah. So while we just start worshiping, if this is you, please come to the front. And people from Jesus Revolution, please join in and pray. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is here. Where your Spirit is, there's freedom. And Lord, you want to touch, you want to fill, you want to reignite hearts.
Amen.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Yes.
That you come, Lord, and you answer to hunger.
Yeah.
You answer to thirst.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. So if there's anyone thirsty here, I would like to ask you to come to the front.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.